Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now we have snow, freezing fog, 27 degrees. Wind chill is 15. A taste of wintry weather for central Kansas today here in the south central part of the state. We have a winter weather advisory through tonight. Forecast says Wichita's high temperature may not reach 30 degrees today. We're expecting rain, snow, and drizzle today with possible accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. Already seeing some accumulation on the ground. And this could mean, of course, hazardous driving conditions. A number of schools in the area have canceled classes. Wichita police say 41-year-old Costello Reed of Wichita died in a shooting at a North Wichita nightclub.
It happened around 2 a.m. Saturday at the Apple Lounge in the 3200 block of North Broadway. When WPD arrived, they found the victim with a gunshot wound to his upper body. He was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Police say Reed was inside of the club when a disturbance ensued. An unknown suspect fired a shot, striking Reed. Police say this was not a random incident, and the investigation continues. If you have any information, you are asked to call police. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A fire destroyed part of a home, and one person was seriously injured in South Wichita Sunday morning.
Emergency dispatch said crews were called to a fire at a residence in the 1000 block of South Allure around 10:30 a.m. Sunday near Lincoln and Washington. Lieutenant Phil Woodruff of the Wichita Fire Department told KSN News that the fire was showing from the porch and the front side of the house and that there was heavy fire involvement. First responders were able to control the blaze. A man who suffered smoke inhalation left the scene before being treated. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says law enforcement officers shot and killed an Arkansas man who they say shot at officers during a chase. The FBI says 32-year-old Wesley Jordan of Hot Springs, Arkansas, died in the shooting Friday in southeast Kansas. The chase began after a victim reported being robbed in Coffeyville. The KBI says a passenger in the minivan fired at officers during a chase involving the Kansas Highway Patrol and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. A patrol officer shot Jordan when he eventually got out of the van. The driver of the minivan, a 26-year-old Coffeyville woman, was arrested on charges related to the robbery. Cases are rising around the world amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fox's Alex Hogan has the latest on COVID-19.
A new record. More than 80,000 Americans have contracted the coronavirus in the last 2 days. This new wave of coronavirus cases we're seeing around the globe bring on even more restrictions. The Spanish government declaring its second state of emergency since the pandemic began. It's not as strict as the first, which ordered for home confinement. Still, a curfew goes into effect tonight. The move is similar to neighboring France's curfew. In Germany, Berlin's new restrictions limit gatherings to groups of 6 people indoors and 12 people outside. Today, the country reported that cases doubled since last week. Italy's shutting down gyms and movie theaters for the next month. Ski slopes are off limits to everyone except professional skiers. Russia surpassing 1.5 million cases.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 8 million coronavirus cases and more than 225,000 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. Earlier this month, Wichita State University announced it was starting free asymptomatic COVID-19 testing for all on-campus students. They've now expanded that program.
Wichita State says it will now test any asymptomatic faculty or staff member on campus for free. The testing is completely voluntary and there is no obligation to participate. Opting not to participate will not impact an employee's status or relationship with WSU in any way. The test is conducted by collecting a saliva sample. Test kits are available in the lobby of the WSU Student Wellness Center 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You must bring your WSU ID card when picking up your test kit. The test kit includes instructions on how to collect a saliva sample, where to drop off the saliva sample, how and when results are communicated, and the next steps if the test results show up positive.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on this Monday morning, October 26th.
Traffic conditions slick, icy. Be very, very careful out there. We've already had a traffic accident this morning. It was just last hour. It was on I-135 northbound lanes right around Mount Vernon is the area that we're talking about there. I did see the crews out there overnight with the salt and sand put down, the city crews out there. So county crews working as well. And, of course, the Kansas Highway or the Kansas Department of Transportation. So they're out there working on the roadways, but yeah, that doesn't mean it isn't slippery. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Yeah, one of our people on the other station down the hall came in, and Barb said, yeah, she saw trucks out there, so they are working, please. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With temperatures all over the place in the upper levels of the atmosphere, we are seeing some rain, thunder, sleet, snow, freezing rain across parts of south central Kansas that will continue today with a high 28 with gusty north winds. Snow and freezing drizzle into the evening, our low 25. And again, sleet and or snow early Tuesday, tomorrow 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Light snow and fog right now, 26 degrees. Got a north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. The wind chill is 14.
I like the idea of thunder sleet. That sounds cool.
Freezing fog, you know. Oh, wow. Sounds like Armageddon. We got a winter weather advisory. Today is October 26, 2020. Cloudy, cool day in south central Kansas Sunday. High temperature was 40 degrees. Normal high 66. And it was nice compared to today.
Yeah, it was nice yesterday.
On this date in 1950 and 2014, the temperature in Wichita reached 90 degrees. This is the latest 90-degree reading ever observed in the city. So in 2014 on this date, 90. And you could scrape your car windows today, windshield. I did. Did you have to do that, Jack?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Quick look at the closings list. I'm not going to do this a lot this morning, but I'm going to do it right now. This is a partial list, but pretty comprehensive. Andover closed today. Belle Plaine, nope. Circle USD 375, no. Clearwater, no schools. Conway Springs, Derby, Douglas, Goddard, Hayesville, Heston, Mulvane, Newton. You kind of get the drift. Renwick,
yeah.
Rose Hill, Sedgwick public schools. Then you got Valley Center, Wichita Sunrise Christian. Wichita Catholic Schools closed today. Yay for the Catholic. Winfield closed today. And also the Friends University closed today. So
right.
As you can see, that's a pretty doggone comprehensive list, big list there.
Yeah, and something that we brought up earlier, even if you're doing remote learning, learning online, if they're canceling school, they're canceling the online versions.
You don't have to do that either.
You don't have to do that.
Sit around and watch soap operas all day, I guess. You know,
sure.
It's like one of those days where you wish you had somebody to read the list for you, at least as a host of a morning show. I wish I had somebody that could at least read that list for me again and again. You know who'd be good at that? It'd be old Ted Woodward. Remember him?
Yeah.
Old Ted. Ted, are you with us this morning?
I am with you this morning, and for the first time in 53 days, it's great to be on the air with you guys.
Good Lord, has it been 53 days?
I know. I counted it up, and it made me shudder a little bit.
Now, how many, 53 divided by 7, how is that? Seven,
well,
almost 8 weeks.
We're at about 7.5 weeks.
Ooh,
yes.
Yikes. Well, we're going to bring you back on, huh? Gradually, at least, here for the next few days. Get you back in here full time, huh?
Yeah, and for those that don't know what the deal is, I contracted COVID-19, and that happened right before Labor Day. And I thought, you know, at first it was just one of those summer colds, and it just kind of kept getting worse and worse, and I couldn't breathe at one point, so I said, I better get to the hospital and get this test done. And sure enough, I got it. Don't know where I got it, but it's taken me on a pretty rotten journey the last 7 weeks, but I'm trying to recover and get back to be on the air with you guys.
Yeah, we were awful worried about you. So were the many listeners out there, because for a time you were in the ICU, and that's when I started thinking, hey, this is pretty serious, huh?
Yeah, they had me in intensive care for more than 2 weeks. I think I was in there for 16 days, and it got pretty dicey at one point, but made it through, and now the long recovery. It's been a little rocky at times, but trying to get back to normal and get back to where I can get full strength with you guys.
I guess you sound really good today. I didn't know what to expect, but you sound good to me today. And a little bit, I can see a little bit of breathing there, you know.
But, yeah, and it's one of those deals where, you know, I did not think this was going to take weeks and weeks and months. I thought I would go to the hospital and maybe get treated and kind of get back on my feet and get back to you much sooner than later, but it's turned into a much longer journey than I thought it would.
Well, you know, Ted, we've had a number, as you can imagine, and we've been doing a number of phone calls from listeners, hey, where's Ted? And we just kind of respected your privacy, and we just said, no, we can't tell you anything.
And yeah, and that's kind of goes back to what I didn't think this was going to be a long ordeal. I think if I did know this was going to be a more detailed thing, I certainly would have mentioned my health issues sooner than later, but I didn't think it was going to last this long. I thought I'd just recover quickly. But I thank you guys for dealing with that, and I thank all the listeners for hanging in there with us and with me and your well wishes. And just glad we're on a curve upward right now and trying to get back to normal.
Yeah, we got to get you back in here. We've missed you, and I think the listeners more than us probably, but we have. And yeah, like you said, it sounds like it was a little dicey there for a little bit. For a time.
Yeah, when I first went in, I kind of started heading downhill, and I was on kind of one of those deals where I was not improving. I was getting worse every day, and it kind of got to a situation where I wasn't responding to a lot of stuff, and they were trying to figure out how to kind of keep my treatments going. And at some point, I did turn the corner a little bit and gradually been getting better and better, but I know COVID kind of affects everyone differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people recover quickly, some do not. I'm more in that latter category. And I never had a ton of the symptoms like some people experience. I never had a fever, never had a cough. It was just one of those things where it basically just kind of attacked my lungs and my ability to breathe and dealing with fatigue.
Yeah,
that's still my big problem.
Took away your energy, took away all that.
Oh, yeah. I just basically could almost do nothing. Just getting off the couch and walking a few steps just completely wore me out.
Yeah.
So that's still what I've been dealing with in recent weeks and still trying to get better every day.
All right. Well, stay with us. You can be with us for a few breaks this morning.
Sure. I'll be with you throughout the morning.
All right. Very good. Ted Woodward back on the air with Steve and Ted. As we say, today is Monday, October 26th. On this date in 1881, the gunfight at the O.K. Corral took place in Tombstone, Arizona.
Ah!
As Wyatt Earp and his two brothers and Doc Holliday confronted Ike Clanton's gang, three members of Clanton's gang were killed. Earp's brothers and Holliday were wounded. Wyatt escaped. And I've done a lot of history on this thing. And the repercussions, there was a murder trial or two afterwards. There was a lot of local politics involved in all of this. It wasn't just right against wrong. I mean, it was an interesting, interesting story, and it triggered Wyatt Earp going on a vengeance tear that was largely unlawful, getting even with the people who killed his brothers. Anyway, you see it in the news, in the movies. There's one movie, Gunfight at O.K. Corral, where the gunfight actually lasts about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're throwing dynamite at each other and all kinds of stuff, but actually the real gunfight was about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I saw a documentary on National Public TV once a few years ago where they walked you through it. It was very interesting. Very interesting. All right. Gunfight at the OK Corral.
Mm-hmm.
6:19, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Jad Chambers. And, hey, so special teams did well with the Chiefs yesterday.
That's right. The Chiefs in bad weather conditions yesterday in Denver, cold and snowy. The Chiefs traded touchdowns in the first quarter, so the offense was working. But really, they took their big lead courtesy of the defense and special teams in the second quarter. We're talking about a pick six and a kickoff return for a touchdown. You heard it yesterday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The Chiefs were stopped the last time. This kick will be a return. This is Pringle, former K-State star, on a right return across the 40-yard line. He's up to the near side at the 45, pushes by the wall. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Byron Pringle, and the K-State fans that are Chiefs fans can rejoice for a second straight day. Pringle filling in for Hartman, busts a 102 to taste the sweet nectar of the end zone.
The sweet nectar.
Yep. That's right. Former Mitch. Butler Grizzly and K-State Wildcat Byron Pringle.
Yeah.
Into the end zone there. It all led to a fairly comfortable 43-16 win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, who says his team just continues to find ways to win.
It was great to see get 17 points off of turnovers, which I thought was big. Dan Sorensen, I thought, played a heck of a game, and as did Pringle with his return. And I thought defensively we were just sharp, sharp, sharp. They had a couple runs, but other than that, there wasn't much there on that. And I think this is a good football team. I think Vic has done a nice job. It's a tough football team.
Yeah.
He always compliments the other coach. He's a terrific coach, terrific guy.
Yeah, he is. He probably will next week, and the Jets are awful. So
okay. Well, once Pringle got past that first wave, he was gone.
Yeah.
He cut back to the left, and away he went.
Exactly. Well, like I alluded to there, the Chiefs at home next Sunday hosting the New York Jets. So
let's have fun.
Yeah. We'll probably have
when
some,
is it, Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday
Ooh,
afternoon.
Day after Halloween. Okay.
That's right. Tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, it's the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock, followed by Monday Night Football at 7, the L.A. Rams hosting the Chicago Bears. Number 20, K-State rolled to a 55-14 victory over KU on Saturday. They improved to 4-1, 3-0 in the Big 12. The Jayhawks are now 0-5. Kansas has not beaten the Wildcats since November 1st, 2008 in Lawrence. Mm. Yeah, it's actually been a while there.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, the Big Ten returned to football this week, and already the league has made an impact on the top 25. Of course, they had been even before they started playing, but here's Fox's Ryan Mayer with more.
The debut weekend for the Big Ten saw impressive performances from Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin. As a result, all three teams moved up in this week's AP Top 25 poll. The Buckeyes now number 3 behind Clemson and Alabama, while Wisconsin moved into the top 10 at number 9, and Michigan jumped to 13 from number 18. Notre Dame and Georgia round out the top 5, while the biggest fall of the week came from Penn State, which dropped from number 8 to 18 after a 36-35 overtime loss to Indiana. The Hoosiers check in one spot ahead of the Nittany Lions at number 17. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
And that's sports on Stephen Ted in the Morning.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How are you holding up right now, he wants to know. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.